We're discussing earlier this week the halacha found in this coming week's parasha of Losis Godadu, which the Gemara in the first parak of Yevamos tells us means Losi Asu Agudos Agudos, that you're not allowed to split into different groups engaging in different practices from one another. We saw the reason quoted by Rashi is because we don't want there to be an appearance of two different toros, when in one community, these do this way, those do that way. And we saw the Rambam, who said that the reason for the Isser is because it will lead to machlokas. We cited the Sefer Genuzos HaParsha, who in turn cites the machlokas achronim, whether this Isser of losi asu agudos agudos applies only to matters of halacha, or whether it applies even to matters of minhag. He cited the Ramah in Taf Tzadi Gimel, Agabe, the Minhagim of when to take haircuts and when not to take haircuts during Sfiras HaOmer. Ramah says that Be'ir Achas, you shouldn't have two different groups of people taking on two different Minhagim because of Losis Godadu. Apparently, even with regard to Minhagim, there is concern of Losis Godadu. And that suggested, Rav Dvorkas, is because we are assuming like the Rambam, that the Chashash is one of Machlokas. So it's a Chashash of Machlokas. So whether it's Minhagim or whether it's Halacha, but they do this, they do that. There's a chashash from machlokas. Whereas if one assumes that the Isser is really one of concern that it will look like two different toros, that perhaps might be relevant only to matters of halacha, but not to matters of minhag. And as we concluded this year, we just touched upon briefly questions of nuschaos in tefillah. Questions of different nuschaos in tefillah. Someone davening one nusach and a base kinesis of the minhag to daven another, or make matters even more potentially confrontational, a baal tefillah, a shatz, davening in a shul where the minhag of the nusach of the shul is not his own nusach, what one does under those circumstances. So, to begin this evening, there is a tshuva in Rav Shlomo Kluger's Ha'elef L'cha Shlomo, in Simen Mem Hei, where he discusses a shaila of B'nai Litta, who daven nusach Ashkenaz, coming down to a place of the daven nusach Svart. He's riding in Galicia, Nusach Sfard, stronghold, and he discusses, is there a question of losis godadu when it comes to tefillah altogether? There's no question of makam shenagu. In other words, the Mishnah Pesachim discusses a place where they have a minog to do malacha on Erev Pesach, a place with a minog not to do malacha on Erev Pesach. You have to adopt the chumras of the place that you came from, the chumras of the place that you're going to. But there's no chumras when it comes to nusach atfila. You can't say, oh, this nusach is more machmir, they say tachanun mincha, this nusach is not as machmir, they don't say tachanun mincha. It's not a chumra, it's not a kula. Just difference in nuscha. It's not a question of chumra. So there's no question of makam shenagu. It's a question of, rather, losis godadu. So he cites the halacha in Simon Reish Samach Gimel, that if someone walks into a base knesses where the tzibur has already been makabel Shabbos, he is not allowed to daven mincha anymore. Even if it's still light outside, but if the entire tzibur has been makabel Shabbos, and you're davening mincha, you're still davening chol, they already accepted Shabbos, you can't do that because of losis godadu. Is the Harai says, Rav Kluger, that even by tefillah, in yonet tefillah, there is a question of losis godadu. And so he, therefore, writes that in his opinion, when you have someone who davens nusach Ashkenaz in a shul with a daven nusach Sfard, he says, he may not daven his nusach in the shul, he wants to daven at home. That's what he writes. He doesn't get into the specifics of, well, let's say he davens quietly, let's say he davens out loud. He just says, yeah, people daven Ashkenaz and the kehillah daven Sfard, daven Ashkenaz at home, don't daven Ashkenaz in shul because of losis godadu. However, when we look in later posts, can we find already some distinctions with regard to, well, maybe if I only daven according to my nusach, certain parts of the davening as opposed to the other parts of the davening, maybe there's distinctions to be drawn. So, for example, the Netziv in his Tshuvas Meshiv Davar in Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Zayin, discussing a similar shaila. Ashkenaz, Sfard, different Nuschos, an individual davening in the shul, he says as follows. He says, when it comes to the silent Shemona Esrei, writes the Netziv, it is usur for him to change his minhag. So, not just that he doesn't have to daven the nusach of the tzibur, but in his silent Shemoneh Esrei, the Netziv says he's not allowed to daven the nusach of the tzibur. His own silent Shemoneh Esrei, what losis godadu is there? There's no machlokas. He's davening quietly. No one knows what he's saying. And therefore, the Mitziv writes, since there's no losses go to do with regard to what you daven in your Shana Shemana Esrei, he says, Asur l'shanus. You're not allowed to change the nusach hatfilah in your silent Shemana Esrei. So writes the Mitziv in his Meshiv Dover in Simen Yud Zayin. Rav Moshe, in his Igros Moshe, in Arachayim Chelik Beis, Simen Chav Gimel discusses the question of Nuschos HaTfilah, and he addresses even more potential distinctions within the Tfilah. So look what Rav Moshe says here as follows, in Simen Chav Gimel, that is, Arachayim Chelik Beis, Simen Chav Gimel. He says you have somebody davening in a shul with the Nusach of the individuals different than the Nusach of the Beis Knesses. So Rav Moshe writes as follows. Certainly, like the Netziv, he says, the tefillah belachash, you can daven your nusach. It's quiet, no one hears it, there's no machlokas, that you can do. And that is in agreement with the Netziv, tefillah belachash, daven your own nusach ha-tefillah. What about other parts of davening, says Rav Moshe? What about kedusha, which is said out loud? So Rav Moshe says, kedusha, and the way he defines it is as follows, that which must be recited dafka with the tzibur. An interesting formulation. That which requires a tzibur for its recital, such as kedusha, you must say it in the nusach of the tzibur, even if you'll say it quietly. So, it's not a question of just quiet or out loud. It's a question of the fact that this recital requires a tzibur to say it. Well, what kind of tzibur are you in? You're in a nusach svar tzibur and you're a nusach Ashkenaz guy? Well, then you're only saying it because of the nusach svar tzibur that you're with. You must say it according to the nusach of the tzibur, even if you'll say it quietly. You may not change the nusach from the nusach tzibur, says Rav Moshe. Very fascinating perspective. And then he argues, and even though, yes, the Iker of Kedusha is the Kadosh Kadosh and the Baruch Kavod and the Yimloch Hashem. The Na'aritzcha, Nekadesh, Nakdishach, Keser. That's like an introduction to the Kedusha. The Iker Kedusha is the Kadosh Kadosh, Baruch Kavod. Nonetheless, Rav Moshe says that opening to the Kedusha as well, since the Tzibur says it, meaning there are some, Broyers, for example, where only the Chazan says that opening line and the Tzibur does not, but our minig, most kehilos have the minig that the tzibur says it as well. Since the tzibur is saying it, says Rav Moshe, and it is part of a recital that was instituted dafka for the tzibur, you must say it according to the nusach of the tzibur. So says Rav Moshe. Rav Ajin is Chabadas in Chela Gimel Simin Vav questions that svara. He says, he thinks that no, the Iker Kedusha is the Kadosh Kadosh, the Baruch Kavod, the Yimloch Hashem. The Hakdama to the Kedusha, the Keser, the Nakdishach, Naritzach, Nekadesh, whatever you want to call it, that's not part of the Chiv of Kedusha, says Rav Avadya. And therefore he suggests that he thinks that it is permissible for the one who is saying that opening line to say it according to his own Nusach and not according to the Nusach of the Tzibur. Now he doesn't address this next detail specifically, but presumably you'd have to say it quietly. You can't say it out loud if you're saying a different nusach than the tzibur. That's clearly going to cause machlokas. But as far as the svar that Moshe had, that if the whole recital is only because of the tzibur, you must say it according to the nusach of the tzibur, Rav Avadya says that's true for the kadosh kadosh, for the baruch kvod, for the yimloch Hashem, but for the nekadesh or nakdishach, that Rav Avadya says you could say it according to your own personal nusach. So in that one, Prat, Rav Avadya and Rav Moshe disagree. Rav Moshe has another fascinating question, that same tshuva. Okay, so in the nusach of the Shana Shemana Esrei, Netziv says you must say according to your own nusach. Rav Moshe concurs. The nusach of Kedusha, Rav Moshe holds you must say the entire Kedusha according to the nusach of the Tzibur, because the whole recital is only because of the Tzibur. What about Sukkot Zimra? Baruch Shomar, Far Hodu, Hodu, Far Baruch Shomar, what's the minug and the halacha there? Again, here, you have an interesting question. On the one hand, you don't require a tzibur to say the psukkah de zimra. You can say b'yichidus. It's not a dover shibuk dusha. Now, certainly saying it out loud, you can't, because if you're going to deviate from the nusach of the tzibur out loud, you're going to cause machlokas. That's clearly off. That's not allowed either. The question is, can I say the psukkah de zimra sequence according to my personal nusach if I say it quietly, when the tzibur does something different? Is that a concern? Rav Moshe says, well, maybe we should be concerned that you might come to say it out loud. And that might generate machlokas. So Rav Moshe says, better if you can say the Nusach HaTzibur, but if it's too difficult for you, as long as you say it quietly, that's okay. Okay, so... Yes, correct. Correct. So by Tachan, you'd be right. In other words, since even by what you're doing, people can see what you're doing, you have to follow the Nusach HaTzibur. It's not just what you say out loud, it's what you are clearly doing. I think you're right. In other words, based on when the guy puts his head down, whether he claps the Ashamnus or not, you can see what Nusach he's following. So you're right. Something which is done publicly, you'd have to follow the Nusach HaTzibur so as not to be clearly distinguishing yourself from everyone else, which might generate machlokas. Rav Moshe doesn't address that particular shayla, but it makes sense. The minion that you're in, that's the tzibur that you're davening with. Where? In? Oh, by the coastal, you're asking. The coastal is considered a place where there is no one minog, no one kehila. That's like New York City, as Rav Moshe writes in his Tshuvas. It's everyone knows harbe kehilas coming together. There's not one nusach, there's not one minog there. We're talking about a case where there's one base kinesis, where there's an established nusach, or in the shtetl in Europe, where there was one main shul, and that was it. That was the nusach. So, once again, if Moshe says, the gabe the Shana Shemoneh Esrei, your own nusach. The gabe the Kedusha, the entire Kedusha, the shul's nusach. The gabe the Pesuk of the Zimra, better the shul's nusach, but as long as you say it quietly, you can follow your nusach as well. In conclusion, there is one additional fascinating chiddush that Moshe has, which is subject of dispute in the poskim. Although we just saw that Moshe says that when you're davening your own Shana Shemoneh Esrei, you daven your own nusach. But if you are the Baal Tfila, Rav Moshe has a chiddush, also Or Chaim Chelek Beis, a few simanim later, in Simin Chaf Tes, Rav Moshe's Mechadish, that if you're the Shliach Tzibur in a shul which has a different nusach than you do, even your silent Shemana Esrei must be according to the nusach of the Tzibur. Because the purpose of the Shliach Tzibur, davening two Shemana Esreis, after all, he's going to say Chazar HaShatz. Why is he davening a Silent Shemoneh Esrei? He doesn't need to. He's saying Chazar HaShatz anyways. He could be also with that. Why is he saying a Silent Shemoneh Esrei too? So Moshe writes, the Magen Avraham implies, the reason for the Chazar HaShatz plus the Silent Shemoneh Esrei V'chazan is because the Silent Shemoneh Esrei V'chazan is Kedei Lahasdir Tfilaso. It's to practice, to be prepared for his Chazar HaShatz. Well, if the purpose of the Silent Shemoneh Esrei V'chazan is to prepare for the Chazar HaShatz, well, you got to prepare the right way. If you're going to daven Chazar HaShatz out loud, even your silent Shemoneh Esrei also has to be that same nusach as what your out loud Shemoneh Esrei is going to be. Now, that last psak of Moshe Sternbach in his Tshuvas Van Hagos, Chelek Aleph, says it seems the minhag is not that way. And he suggests the svar why we would not follow Moshe in that regard is because when we speak of the Shliach Tzibur being master tfilaso, preparing his tfilas with regard to the ikur brachos, the ikur nusach of the brachos. But a little prat here or there, a few insertions of a word here, a few insertions of a word there, Avarachamon Shema Kolenu, or just Shema Kolenu, that's not ma'akiv in the bracha, that's not going to make a chilek in whether the tzibur is yotze or not. So that slight deviation here, addition there, that's not what we mean by being master tefilaso. We mean saying the ikur of Shemoneh Esrei in preparation for the Chazar HaShatz. But if you're going to, in your private Shemoneh Esrei, say a few words here or there, Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfard, that Rav Moshe Sternbach writes, one can say according to his own personal nusach, whereas Rav Moshe Feinstein said they know that the chazan in his own personal tefillah must say it the way he's going to say the Chazar HaShatz, which is of course the nusach of the tzibur.